You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What initially inspired your study on micro-influencers during crises?
Well, we were always quite interested in the impact of influencers and the role they play during crisis events, and so we wanted to explore that further.
Were there any unexpected findings in your research?
Yes, definitely. So I guess the biggest unexpected finding is that small-scale influencers, like micro-influencers, situated near an ongoing crisis, are far more influential than their large-scale counterparts. It gets a bit clearer with an example. So social media posts created by micro-influencers situated in Ukraine at the beginning of the war were much more likely to be shared online than influencers with hundreds of thousands or even millions of followers overseas, right? So we kind of pinned this down to the fact that micro-influencers possess more on-the-ground knowledge, and that on-the-ground knowledge plays a really important role during an emerging crisis event.
Why might micro-influencers situated near the crisis have a more significant impact?
They were able to impact their community more directly. So somebody based local to a crisis, it feels like they know what's going on more so than somebody based overseas.
How can we prevent the potential spread of misinformation during crises?
Yeah, now that's a really important question. As we found that these micro-influencers have such a huge impact in the spread of information during a crisis.
What role do you think policymakers and social media platforms have with working with these micro-influencers?
It's really crucial for government agencies, policymakers, and social media platforms to encourage influencers, particularly micro-influencers, to cite factual sources and engage in responsible content creation when disseminating this type of information as a crisis unfolds. There's a lot of things around nudges these days, for example, so that's a little notification that might come up when a person is using a particular hashtag or discussing a particular piece of content, just to make sure that they're sharing accurate sources, right? That they're engaging with appropriate sources before they distribute some information. Because you never know what can go viral. You never know what can be spread around throughout the world. And so making sure that the source you're citing, the source you're sharing is accurate is really important. And that can be put through social media platforms and can be encouraged by policymakers to make sure that these types of controls and support mechanisms are in place.
Are there any further steps planned from this research?
We're not sure, actually. So we found this, and it's quite a unique finding. Most other studies show that large-scale influencers have a really important effect during a crisis, but our study shows the opposite. So we're planning to look into this a little bit more, planning to really explore the role of micro-influencers and why they're so important in the context of crises. So yes, we do plan to delve into this some more, but we're not sure where we're going yet with this.
Is there anything else you would like to share about your research?
I think the main thing is that this shows that you simply do not need to be an influencer with a huge online following to have a real-world impact during a crisis, right? You don't need to be somebody with hundreds of thousands or millions of followers to actually have an impact on your community or have an impact on how a discourse is shaped online.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.